Hi, love. You kept your date today. This is Chris Noel, and I'm going to be with you for 55 minutes. This song I'm dedicating to all of you fellows out there because, well, I'm not a girl watcher, but I know you must be, huh? For a year now, I've been receiving letters from a fellow by the name of Willie, and he's been writing me that he's never heard one of the songs that he's asked for played for him. So I'm going to take the time and do it now. And one of the reasons, Willie, is because I really don't know where you are. I think you're at Johnson Island, but I'm not sure about that. And if you want dedications played, it kind of helps if you give me a unit number or, you know, what part of the service you're in and where you're stationed. It's kind of nicer than just saying, okay, for Willie, here's Bobby Womack and Fly Me to the Moon.
Let me see
Well, I hope you like that, Willie. That was just for you. And now we have the Beatles with a good one, Revolution.
Destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? For people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right.
Another letter here from Spec 4 Philip, who's with B Company, 159th ASHB, 101st Airborne Division. And he's a tremendously talented fella. He likes to write songs and poems in his spare time, and has written 33 really good songs, and is in the process of having them published. And he has some of his poems that have been published in a couple of books. One Encountered, and another book, The Soul of the Singer. I'd like to read one of them to you right now, if I may. It's called Sometimes. Sometimes it is the little things that tie one to a friend, a glass of water when in thirst, or a birthday card you send. Sometimes it is a gentle word that comforts a soul in need. Sometimes it's a well done, sir, for a civic deed. But sometimes, too, I think it is a smile to someone new that quickly makes a stranger into a warm friend like you. I'd like to dedicate this next song to you, Philip, by Nancy Wilson, How Insensitive.
How insensitive I must have seemed when he told me that he loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when he told me so sincerely. Why he must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over?
Lady of the Week, Nancy Wilson. And later on, I'd like to read another very short poem by my friend Philip, if you don't mind. I think he's very talented and like you to know about him. Anyway, O.C. Smith now and Little Green Apples.
Wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says,
how you feeling,
honey? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind. a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and hurries down to meet me. And I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. If that's not loving me, all I gotta say, God didn't make the little green apple. It don't snow many apples when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make believe, puppy dogs, autumn leaves, and baby guns. God didn't make the little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
In the year 63, Laverne Baker had a big hit with Cece Ryder. And I played it for you about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Anyway, it's now a traditional song, and the man that wrote it was Chuck Willis. Here's the original recording of Cece Ryder. Really a good song by Chuck Willis. Now we have a young lady that went from a secretary to a recording company to a singer. And I guess if you really want to sing bad enough, and if you're going to be a secretary, it might as well be at a recording company, right? That's right. Barbara Acklin did it, and she made it. Love Makes a Woman.
Thank you.
Hugo Montenegro is with us all this week, playing all movie themes. The one for today, the theme from The Fox.
Easy listening and you and Armed Forces Radio.